What would you say you do here?
There's not a single job in this town. There is nothing, nada, zip.
Yeah, unless you want to work 40 hours a week.
What if this is as good as it gets?
You want answers?
My job is to make sure that you do your job, pretty much in your face.
I want the truth!
Looks like you've been missing a lot of work lately.
You can't handle the truth!
This is going to be a great day.
Welcome to In Business with Mike Whitaker. I'm your co-host, Gary Owen. This show is for the number one group who will determine our society's prosperity for a generation. Successful business people. The challenges we face, the answers we need, the debates that make us better, the motivation we need to take risks every day. This show is for the person who makes a living in business and wants to do better and personally feel more confident about their approach. This week's Mike's continues his series, Walk in My Shoes, an interview with a startup entrepreneur. Our guest is Jeff Cook, and he's got a business called AutoBidsOnline.com. Mike, sounds like an interesting show this week.
It's going to be great. Good day, everybody. And, you know, we look into the entrepreneur's mind, their world, their life, their spirit, their energy, all those things. It's what I live every day and write about. Now, this show is going to, again, touch on an internet. Like a couple weeks ago, we talked about social media. Well, now we're probably going to get into what I would call practical use of the internet to actually achieve something that's in terms of a business transaction. So, Jeff, welcome to the show.
Thank you.
Now, Jeff, AutoBidsOnline.com. Now, what is that business? And in concisely as you can, what is the business?
Well, you bet. You mentioned practical, and it's practically the place for new car buyers to go when they're ready to buy a new car and get the best possible price.
So it's a new car
buying site.
Buying site. Alternative to what prior way did I buy a car other than walking on a lot?
Well, and that's really still what's going on today is the traditional sell. But over the last 5 or 10 years, people have used the internet to do their research, learn about invoice pricing or dealer pricing, specifications, car comparisons, and that's great. It's a fantastic medium for really doing your homework, whereas, you know, maybe 20 years ago, consumers didn't have that much of an opportunity. But what we've done is taken it to the next level and followed an approach that when you get ready to buy that car, put a bid on the car that you want rather than requesting a dealer quote. We look at new cars anymore, especially with the information on the net, as almost being a commodity. And dealers are looking at that as well. And so the consumer that can come to them from anywhere, say, this is the car that I want, this is the price that I feel like is fair, the dealers can compete.
I don't think the dealers went there willingly, though.
Oh, they didn't, but they're there now.
So in cars especially, you know how the car dealers, they spend all this money on advertisements. Come on in. We got a deal. This today only. No down payment. Well, bring your check stuff. Well, all this stuff.
And there's plenty of dealers still doing that, and most all dealers are. And it works for some people. But there is a growing segment of our populace that is really being pragmatic and practical about their buying and their buying decisions, and this is a great way to bring those kinds of people to the dealers.
Well, I think one thing that most people don't know, what they don't understand is what is built into the price of that car that makes it negotiable, right?
Absolutely, and that's why dealers have some margin to play with, and the margins, you know, over the last 3 or 4 years have really gone down for the dealers on new car sales, and so that's why they're receptive to
this. There's so much data out there, too. I mean, yeah, literally you can find out that car dealers make no money on new cars and make most of their money on the used
parts
cars,
and service,
right?
And
you said there's a growing segment of people that are pragmatically approaching how they buy this. You know, this is probably one of the, next to a college and a house, the third biggest purchase you'll make. Now, the growing segment, that's for everybody listening, that is everything. We're more comfortable with computers as a population, right? Yeah. We're much faster. I'm not waiting on a dial-up connection for the picture of the car to load like I used to.
Or video. Yep.
We are comfortable with searching. Like, we know what to search for.
It's there.
So the growing segment has nothing to do with cars. It's simply, and it's everything to do about whatever it is you do in business, you listeners, because that is what they're going to look for, and they're very comfortable with the medium. So recognize that, and it's only going to get better. Every 5 years, it's not just a small increase in user acceptance. We are saturating.
Well, and let me quantify it just a little bit. J.D. Power 2 years ago released an internet buyer survey for car sales, and they stated then that 75% of car buyers will go online at some point in their purchasing process. Just this last year, they released a study that Chrome did, actually, that 86% of car buyers will go online during their buying process. That's a huge jump. 20% jump.
I agree. I'm kind of a car aficionado, and I've got a lot of friends that are in the industry. And one of the things we talked about years ago, and it's really proven true, is, and tell me if you agree with this, because we could have been wrong, people are not loyal to a dealer. They're loyal to a manufacturer, a brand.
They are in many respects, but they are loyal to the dealer in their service, especially under warranty. But in terms of purchasing, they're absolutely not.
A lot of that loyalty, don't you think, is how a customer is treated, the customer service.
Yeah, absolutely.
But they'll make their best deal on the buy independent of how
completely.
They're going to be.
Sure.
I mean, how unfair to a selling organization, because, I take the dealer's side, I want to build value into what I do.
And it's difficult. It's a balancing act for the dealer because they have the opportunity to sell to people in their neighborhood, but they also have the opportunity to pick up people from Idaho. Or from Nebraska,
you're not just local anymore.
Exactly. Right? Well, and so you've got to really balance your methodology and your sales process.
Now, how unique is this idea?
In terms of cars, it's very unique. There's nobody out there.
Why?
I really don't know. We watched a conference online at the J.D. Power Summit from the traditional request a quote mm-hmm. model companies, that is what we call them, and none of them are really identifying the fact that customers will actually place a bid online. They're doing it in other industries, though.